I was just listening to TNT, Tech News Today on Twit, and they were clarifying the story about the app, the Exodus app on the iPhone, that it was removed, or the people were protesting it, not because they were offended. The homosexuals were protesting it, not because they were offended, because for some reason that's not a good reason. But instead that it was dangerous, that it actually could be harmful to people, and that just blew me away. It now it's moved beyond being intolerant. Or I guess this is the first signs of it moving beyond being intolerant, to think that homosexuality is abnormal, or that it is even so far as sinful or immorally wrong. That it's no longer is that being intolerant, but now it has moved into being harmful. And so to think that, or to have that attitude, is to have harmful feelings towards somebody, and that's not the case. I mean, this isn't, for instance, it's not a racial type of attitude where you would have the abolitionists making this argument that thinking that black people, for instance, or our property is a harmful attitude towards other human beings. I completely agree. But this is to say that this group of people has the opportunity to change something about their behavior that is harmful to them is now a harmful attitude towards that group of people. And I just don't see any equivalent to that in the way that they are presenting it. I don't think that their arguments are logical, and that it's purely an emotional response, but it's caged in a logical, moral, even, context. And I do agree that it is a moral issue, but they've got it turned on its head, and the people pointing out that it's a moral issue are now the bad guys, and that it's morally wrong to think it's a moral issue. I mean, that's where they've gone with this. It's morally wrong to think that homosexuality is a moral issue. That is very humorous if it wasn't true. Anyway, check it out. It was on TNT. I think it was Thursday, last Thursday's show. Have a good day, everybody. God bless you.